This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Walter Bosley's on the phone because Skype, Microsoft, and HP have conspired to prevent him from getting his computer to work. It's an HP computer, by the way, so if you want to know what not to buy, that's the one. And don't blame Meg Whitman, who is, I think, the CEO of one of the divisions of HP, because she supports Hillary Clinton, your computer won't work.
I thought it was my Ferengi ear joke.
He has to put them on when he does Skype, by the way. You haven't seen what Walter looks like. He's wearing his Ferengi ears right now, right?
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Yeah, I've got those on.
Oh, speaking of things that are coming, at the end of September, we've tentatively booked Stanton Friedman and Kathleen Marden for a new book entitled Fact, Fiction, and Flying Saucers. All right, folks?
That should be a good one.
Next week we have Paul Davids.
Right. I thought we had Artie Six Killer Clark back on by popular demand.
Following week.
Okay.
And we're also working on Jim Mars. I think it's a perfect time for a little conspiracy, folks.
Yeah.
Walter, you've explored lots of stuff. Do you subscribe to any of these conspiracy theories, JFK, 9/11, or any of that stuff?
Is that for me or Chris?
Chris's name is not Walter.
Oh, I missed my name. I don't buy that Oswald was the lone gunman. And to me, it's a lot of the stuff that just makes more sense than the BS that we're told.
You don't believe at all, though, that his accomplice was Ted Cruz's father?
Oh, no, I don't. I don't. I don't think that.
How about Herbert Walker Bush being there on the steps of the book depository? I've seen the photographs. It's definitely him.
That's the thing, is that whole thing about how you don't get a clear answer, you know, out of him as to where he was on that day,
He just doesn't remember.
Okay, H.W., what happened then is that he was a Manchurian candidate. And someone calls him on the phone and says, Kayak, and he becomes an assassin. No, that didn't happen. But really, was that really H.W.?
Could have been a doppelganger.
It's his identical twin if it's not. There's even a photograph that looks like W was there.
Which is impossible, unless you believe Andrew Basiago and the time travel stuff.
No, that's not true. I mean, the guy's 71, I think.
No, W. You said it looks like W's there.
Yeah, George W. Bush.
Right, by 1965, we're talking about a guy who would have been, what, 21?
No, he was 17, I think.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now that I think like, about it. Okay, it looks like a really young W then.
All right, you're right, 17 in 1963. He was born in 1946. W.
Okay, so he's 70.
Exactly.
Well, Dan Rather, another interesting character who has made some interesting contradictory statements over the years about his exact whereabouts during the actual event. There's a lot of weird stuff.
Now, Dan Rather, by the way, is a Texan, I believe.
Right.
Yes, he is. Okay.
He is a Texan. There's a lot of interesting stuff that's surrounding that event. I think it actually is almost up there in one of the more significant paranormal events because of all the uncertainty and all the possibilities of multiple players unbeknownst to one another. It almost has a paranormal-esque sort of, you know, orchestrated event on some other level. Like that had to happen, and they exhausted all efforts to make it happen because history needed that event to occur.
You know, I'm looking here at Dan Rather, And he
I am trying to bring back the paranormal into our paranormal show.
Okay, we're entering
so
it here, too.
A good opportunity.
Dan Rather's 84, so he would have been, in 1963, 32 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. There it is. We solved the problem. Dan Rather did it.
He covered it for
maybe,
CBS.
Maybe that's the answer to the mystery of Kenneth, what is the frequency? Maybe it has something to do with the JFK thing.
No, it's... I think it was how hot his wife was and how often.
But who was Kenneth?
Well, I know who killed Kennedy, the star beings from Zeta Reticuli.
There you go. There you go.
Who knows, you know? Maybe it was some parallel universe, sort of, you know, a Quincunx event that...
Well, I talk about it in both, what is it, Empire of the Wheel 3... I think, I touch on it in Origins, but in Empire of the Wheel 3, I think it had something to do with the cabal that's doing the, you know, the psychological black magic on the masses. You know, same guys. Yeah, the same guys that, in my analysis, I present in my, I think it's Empire of the Wheel 3 that I get into this one, not number 2. You know, I present a string of historical events. JFK's assassination is one of them. The 1986 shuttle disaster is another. And then 9/11, of course, is in that same line. For instance, with JFK, James Shelby Downard and Michael Hoffman have written that essay, King Kill 33, in which they point out all the Hecate symbolism and similar stuff connected and surrounding the whole JFK assassination milieu. And then, of course, you know, it had the massive impact on the American psyche, and it was a similar impact that the shuttle disaster in 1986 had. And when you think about it, the shuttle disaster in 86, if it was an act of sabotage, or what I'm supposing that it is here, suggesting that it is, it was kind of like the assassination of JFK all over again, because he's credited with, you know, really kick-starting our space program vision. And so a lot of people associated, you know, even after Apollo, our space program with JFK at that time. So by attacking us where, you know, we had a lot of pride, our space program, it was like another little injection of the, you know, the JFK thing on us. And
yeah. And it was that magical 23 years later.
Yeah, 23 years later, you know, you name it. And what, and in my analysis that I present in my books is that, you know, this was done, you know, on purpose to bring us, I think, where we are today, and that is at each other's throats, the extremes of the spectrum. I mean, think about it. You can't have a conversation for 5 minutes with anybody in America that politics doesn't enter into it. And think about this. You know, people are deciding who they're going to friggin' socialize with or buy donuts from based on who they, you know, support politically. I don't know about you guys, but that's heinous. That is, it's sick.
Well,
it's,
you know what it is, Walter? It's just an indication that no matter who wins, half of the country is going to
be unhappy.
Let me tell you a statistic here, guys, mm-hmm. and you've probably heard this. More than half of the Republicans do not believe Obama was born in America or is qualified to be president. In fact, it doesn't matter as long as his mother was a native-born American, so is he, wherever he was born. It doesn't matter.
But you got to ask yourself, who does these polls? You know, anytime either side says X percentage of people, you know, you got to question polls on all sides and in all sources, because, you know, people, a lot of times people doing polls are looking for, you know, I mean, I know a lot of, you know, Republican conservatives, and there's very few of them that think that, you know, that I know personally. So, but I get your point. And, you know, by the same token, on the Democrat side, you know, there's people there that think a lot of wacky, untrue stuff, too. about Bush and the other side. So that's my point, is the insanity is on both sides.
Let's go into that in a moment. A little bit of politics, folks. With Gene, Chris, and Walter, you're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slash their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're not favoring any political candidate, folks. We're getting into, I guess, a little bit of the political arena, but just briefly on the Paracast with Walter Bosley as our guest and a surprise guest kind of expected momentarily. So what's happening here is that you have a polarized society where
yes.
each side believes something pretty wacky about the other side. So the Republicans believe that Obama is fake, that he's really a Muslim, a secret Muslim, and that he wasn't born in the USA.
That's the trees that people aren't backing up to see the forest. Remember, in my opinion, what we're talking about here in general is a result of these acts of mass psychological magic that has been repeatedly done to our society.
Yeah, good point. Bring it back to the point.
So the point is here is that people believe this nonsense, and each side has its own brand of nonsense to believe in. They believe this because they've been brainwashed by the media. What?
That's part of it. They get brainwashed by the media. They get brainwashed by their peers who, you know, here's the thing. A lot of people really cling to the whole group mentality. They got to be part of the group. They got to be accepted in a group, okay? And so if the leader, the natural leader of that particular social group, you know, if they think something, if they have an opinion, all the little followers will agree with that opinion, just to agree with it. And it becomes, unfortunately, a conventional wisdom or an alleged, just an accepted fact, when actually, if you look closer, it's just an opinion or it's just, a crazy conclusion. It's just crazy nonsense that, people just want to believe in because it's emotion-based and it makes them feel good to just retreat into an attitude as opposed to maybe actually look at the facts. And the other unfortunate thing is when you do look at the facts and you find, facts that support, maybe some negative truth about whoever it is they favor, they don't want to hear that.
Yeah, and they for instance, all this last week or two, we've been seeing all this very interesting speculation about Hillary Clinton's health and the fact that she's been going into these weird freeze-ups, these like kind of weird facial reactions to events around her, like when they drop the balloons, that crazy wide-eyed, open mouth look that she had, and waving her head around and having a hard time getting upstairs, having a doctor, a neurologist standing next to her with one of these inject-through-the-clothing injectors, and some pretty interesting stuff. I mean, we're looking at the Clinton Foundation is hanging on by a thread from being, really going into some serious criminal proceedings for some of the very nefarious dealings.
Okay, we're now looking at the partisan viewpoint here about that, which is that what Sean Hannity says on Fox News is that Hillary illness.
Well, stop. That's not a partisan viewpoint.
No.
He's telling things that are actual observable facts, and it gets called partisan because it's inconvenient to the people who are partisan
exactly.
on the issue in favor of Hillary.
Those on the other side will say, well, look at the business record of Donald Trump, 6 bankruptcies, hundreds of thousands of people being ripped off by him, calling for better trade policies, and all his merchandise is built overseas.
Okay, well, this is my point.
And nobody's saying that those aren't facts either. But it's just interesting how one particular side, when you point out the facts about that individual, you get hemming and hawing and a big, ironically, a big wall put in front of you. And
what is the
those of us who are outside the whole thing that are just tired of both sides doing that stuff.
The bottom line, the upshot of all of this is that we have the two of the most tarnished candidates in history individually. Let's say only one was running against, your regular rank and file Republican or Democrat. We have two of the most tarnished candidates ever, both in the same election. And there's an outside possibility that both of them might be taken down. Now, what would happen if that happened?
Well, because of who's president and who is attorney general and who appointed her, I don't expect her to be taken down unless she does something so overt, or her illness, if it is as bad as some people might think, if her illness takes her down. Right. I don't think it's going to happen. Now, on the other side, they have just an equal problem, too, because if they try to take down Trump and prevent him from completing the campaign,
his
there are over 13 million people
down.
Out there who voted for him over 16 other candidates, and it's going to be a bloodbath.
His own party is trying to take him down.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, Mitt and all these other guys, you know. You know, as far as the bloodbath goes, you know, there's just as much hostile aggression on the opposite side, you know, among their ranks. And my point is, let's set all the politics, the partisan stuff aside. That right there is the heart of what's going on here. Let's see, is they want the people in this constant state of opposition and aggression. They want the people to be distracted from what's
Who's
really
they?
Going on by the fanatics.
Who's they?
They, the people who I think were behind things like the JFK assassination and 9/11, I associate them with this mysterious NIMSA, these globalists. It's the globalists who are behind this stuff, okay?
Okay, are the globalists the breakaway civilization?
The breakaway civilization called NIMSA, this is my opinion now from my analysis, the breakaway civilization identified as NIMSA is, yes, the breakaway involved in this, yeah. That's what I think. The breakaway that is meddling, the breakaway that, even though they're a breakaway, they're not detached from our world entirely, and they basically want to control it and run it. This is the same breakaway that was behind the rise of the Nazis. This is why the modern Nazi International, as Joseph Farrell calls it, in my opinion, is they are a deputy of, an arm of the NIMSA. The NIMSA is behind them. And the Nazi International, you know, they're behind the globalists because it's just that age-old vision of, you know, one group wanting to rule the whole world. That'll never go away. There will always be that. That's why it's up to the rest of us who are opposed to that to always oppose it.
Well, 2 billion...
And that will go on forever.
2 billion Chinese are going to have something to say about all this.
Well, they have their... Exactly. I mean, look at these military islands that they're building throughout the Pacific. Look what they're doing. They just unveiled a 1,320-ton statue of the god of war.
Hey, okay. We're going to talk about Thor, or whatever, in a moment. We've got Walter Bosley with the big hammer from Thor. And Gene and Chris, you're in...
The Paracast!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So here what's happening is we're going to hammer sense into some people to explain why all this craziness is going on. So all this, Walter, is being influenced by this other agency.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think.
They killed Kennedy to bring to bear certain societal changes that we all expected.
Well, they were behind the guys who had a stake in Kennedy being killed, but what they did was they orchestrated it in such a spectacularly public way to serve the purpose of this shock magic to the psyche of the American public. See, they needed, particularly after World War II, they needed to break the psyche of the American public. Okay, they needed to screw with the people because they knew if they screwed with the people this way, it'd be easier to get, you know, their kind of people into our government. And, you know, not that everybody was wonderful and perfect before that, but, you know, we're talking about the era they're working with. That was their particular method, you know, right. Serving that objective.
Right. Then they gave us the Beatles to make everything seem all right.
That's right. That's right. The Beatles and then Happy Days and then, you know, you name it, you know, through the decades, whatever appeases us.
Hey. What a mess this world is.
By design, it's supposed to be that way, the nature of it. We're never going to change the nature of our reality. There's always going to be conflict because that is the stage upon which we test human character. We see who emerges to not tolerate the bad stuff. You know, we see, you know, this is what it's all about, I think, is to test our character.
Well, not only that, but people in fear and turmoil tend to be easily controlled.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. And that's one of the tactics of the people who buy off on the, you know, this one world thing is a good idea, you know, sacrifice yourself, individuals, for the good of the collective. I'm one of those who I see the inherent evil and wrongness in that idea of the collective hive. So, as long as I live and breathe, I'll oppose it. And, you know, there's those who really, really think it's a great idea. Usually history shows that they think it's a great idea until, you know, they actually experience it, and then they don't think it's such a great idea anymore. But,
and no wonder the physics community is trying to create doorways into other dimensions in Switzerland to try to get the hell off this planet.
Well, I'll tell you what, sign me up.
That's why I'm a fan of, you know, the other breakaway that I refer to as the 1903. I think they truly broke away. And people say, well, why don't they help us? You know, well, help your damn self first. You know, they broke away. They got fed up. This is my opinion. This is my theory. You know, they got fed up and they said, screw you. We're going somewhere else. And they went somewhere else. And, you know, honestly, call it cynicism or whatever at this point in my life, I don't blame them.
Sounds kind of like rats and sinking ships and...
Well, I don't see them as rats.
I'm not saying a rat is bad. I mean, when it's ships,
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Rat wants to leave.
Yeah, you know, it's like I wrote in the Origin book, and I might have touched on this in Part of the Wheel 2 or 3, but, you know, they saw a little over 100 years ago, you know, the direction things were going, and, you know, they took their shot. They took their chance. And, I mean, I get into the details in that, and people can take it or leave it. I mean, there's those who prefer to leave it. But, you know, that's my position on it. And, you know, if you're setting aside whether they did this or not, whatever, you're just talking about the whatever, the ethics or the philosophy of it, I have great admiration for them because I'd like to do the same thing if I could. I'd say, screw all of you. I'm out of here if I could. Because it's nonsense. It's gotten to the point where, you know, everybody's just so wrapped up in the every little detail, and they're not being able to see the forest for all the trees that they're clinging to, you know. And that's not just in politics. It's in everything. And they don't see that this is part of that unsettled, chaotic state that their psyches have been put into to keep them from thinking clearly and objectively. And, you know, it's very frustrating, you know, to sit and watch this because, you know, you're just watching the tactic of the guys who want to tear it all apart and create a society that's more easily controllable. You're watching them succeed the longer this goes on. The last thing they want is for... Here's the last thing they want. The last thing they want is the group on the right and the group on the left to kind of stop bickering and say, hey, wait a minute, we got more in common with each other than we do with these guys who are running everything. They don't want that. They're scared to death of that. Because once that happens, then they're really under the spotlight and possibly in trouble. So they keep us
slow. Heads will roll.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not the first and only guy to say this. I do see this. And, you know, yeah, I have my specific values. I have my specific desires that I'd like to see. But I'm also practical. You know, I'm able to live next door, you know, to the guys who might not agree with me on every little point because basically we agree that, you know, basic human stuff. We want to live in a nice neighborhood. We want to prosper. You know, we want to be able to feel like we've got a shot at, you know, fairly taking care of our own and maybe getting somewhere in life. You know, we want to be basically able to live, you know, free where, you know, you know, it doesn't matter if the person's in this party or that party because we have that basic idea. Well, right now, they're trying to, you know, drive a wedge in between people like that by having everybody, the first criteria, like I said earlier, you know, well, I'm not going to buy donuts from that guy because he's this party, or I'm not going to, you know, hang out with that person that I've known for 25 years because all of a sudden, you know, they like a presidential candidate that I don't. I mean, come on. This is insane, but people are doing it. People are doing it. You know, and here's the thing. If I based whether I agreed with actors in Hollywood politically or not on whether I see movies, I'd never watch movies again. Because I think, you know, politically, 90% of those people are idiots. I'm not going to take my political lead from, you know, a bunch of actors just because they're famous. You know, the heck with that. You know, they're awesome.
The storm of Bastille, make my day.
You know, but...
You don't care then if an actor talks to an empty chair on TV. but he's a great actor, a great screenwriter, a great director.
Or some guy who believes in global warming and all this stuff goes on and on and on about it while flying around a jet around the world, leaving. I mean, there's both sides here, Gene, on this. Okay, there's, you know, the wackadoodles on the left in Hollywood who think all this ridiculous stuff. I mean, some of them are just some of the greatest actors, and I love their movies and stuff. But, you know, personally, their opinions I think are hogwash.
Well, you don't have to listen to their opinions, and that's the thing. We have all these terrific performers, and they have different levels of opinion, some of which are wacky, some of which are less so. But when you see somebody on the screen playing a role, it doesn't matter if that actor's gay or straight. It doesn't matter if he or she is conservative, liberal, or some kind of unknown political viewpoint you don't care about. You don't care if they're communicating or channeling with beings from Zeta Reticuli. What difference does it make?
If you're watching a movie, you paid to see a movie, and, you know, they're awesome in that movie. Yeah, I don't care what they think personally, you know, at all. I'm there to see them do what they do. Yeah, I don't care what they think I ought to do with my money. You know, they can just keep that to themselves.
Let me just summarize. So, it doesn't matter, then, what their beliefs are, but certainly we have freedom of speech in America. They have the right to speak up. They have the right to say anything they want within the normal limitations, even if it's totally wacky, has no relationship to the truth. If they want to be whack jobs, they can be whack jobs. So anyway, we could be whack jobs too. And some people think we are. We've got Walter Bosley. We've got Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So this is the Whack Job Show, sometimes called the Paracast. All right, so the feeling here, Walter Bosley, is that all this craziness going on, we're trying to be equal opportunity offenders here. So we'll offend both sides or neither. There has to be an end game. Does that mean that society is going to come falling apart in the next few years? What?
They honestly, what it is, the end game is there's people that don't like, they don't like how we do things in America. They haven't liked it, and they've needed to bring us down. And so the end game is to finally bring us down, to make us conquerable. And I mean literally conquerable, by invasion, whatever you want to call it, okay? They're trying to break our will. They're trying to break our spirit so that we won't resist or fight, you know, something overt. That's what they're trying to do. Now, whether that's another country or it's, you know, a private organization or a philosophical organization, you know, you name it. I think it's a combination of all of that. And I think that's the end game. The end game is to bring us down, to conquer us.
Where do the UFOs enter into this?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of the UFO activity, and I've said this before elsewhere for quite a while, a lot of the UFO activity people are seeing is actually advanced military technology. And then, of course, there's the breakaway issue, the breakaway technology. And I think the UFO thing is mostly being used against us. They're convincing a lot of people, and they have a lot of people convinced that 90% of it are these ETs, and even worse, that they assume it's benevolent ETs, because that's going to be used against us. You know, they want to convince us of this bogus ET invasion thing. That's where I'm at. Now, I'm not saying anywhere in there that ET doesn't exist. Of course I think ET exists out there, but I think what's going on here, you know, as far as all this UFO stuff, and is greatly a huge manipulation to serve the globalist idea, okay? That's what I think.
So this is something that's being created by them to divert our attention. So when people say they're abducted by UFO people, that's some kind of misdirection. Maybe it's sleep paralysis. Maybe it's drug-induced by some...
Oh, I think it might even be, you know, you got to consider that it's abductions, but it's a very earthly organization doing it. Hallucinations that are drug-induced during the process so that they come away with these wild stories that it'll be really hard for most people to believe and accept. So that it's easier. They're hiding under the cover of the fantasy and hallucinations. You know, the people who are the abductors. Yeah, I think that's what's going on.
Oh, boy. We're in really deep trouble here, aren't we? The same thing, I guess, would be true when people think they're in touch with star beings from Zeta Reticuli, really hot star beings.
It's more likely that there's some deception going on there, yeah. Not that a real contact with real ETs doesn't happen. I'm just saying there's probably, when you look, here's the thing, when you look at it closely and you give it an honest look, the whole UFO phenomenon and all the things related to it, when you give it a close look, what you find is that there's a deception going on, or you find that there's something more along the lines of the trickster and the hidden others going on. Go back and review, you know, Jacques Vallée's stuff. You know, he's on the right track, I think. There's something going on here that gets rejected in favor of the classic ET thing. Something equally amazing, but also at the same time, there's, yeah, a big deception thing going on, yeah. But the ET thing is popular.
I was noticing here just one question from one of our listeners in the forums. I'm going to ask the one thing from Technomage, and I know Chris normally asks questions, but I just want to turn things around. Would any of the known public elites be candidates as members of either organization, like people like Soros and the Rockefellers and Brzezinski and Kissinger and all that?
Yeah,
so
all
are
of
one
that,
of these candidates like a Manchurian candidate who represents these other interests?
Okay, wait a minute. You went from one thing to the Manchurian candidate.
Well, I'm saying that one of these elites may be members of one of these globalist groups, and I think that's part of it. Either deliberately or accidentally, they're in there.
When I hear people say, oh, Bilderberger, Rockefeller, Soros, blah, 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 these are the trees of the forest. Step back from that, and in big picture forest, I see NIMSA behind those kinds of guys. Like I said before, you're looking at NIMSA, in my opinion.
We have a special guest who's going to join us right now, just out of the blue. He just beamed in from wherever he was, using a transporter beam or something. Alejandro Rojas, how are you, my friend?
Good. Skype is updating itself and improving itself, and of course when it does that, it kind of screwed everything up.
Well, that's what happened to our regular guest, Walter Bosley, here, where his computer gave up completely.
Oh, no. Luckily, my computer's good. I think everything is figured out. For some reason, of course, yeah, lots of Skype weirdness, but it appears to be good now. Yay.
So, Walter, you haven't met Alejandro yet, have you?
No, I have not. Hello, Alejandro.
Hello, Walter.
Well, there we go. The conversation just died.
I've met Alejandro.
Yes, many, many times. Back all the way back to the Colorado days.
Yeah. It's been a while.
I think I may have got to first meet you in the legendary San Luis Valley. I don't remember our first meeting, but it might have been actually in the valley.
I think it was. I think I did meet you once or possibly twice. Well, I was still back there, so this would have been around 2000, 2001, I think.
Yeah, yep. Good times. Beautiful out there. Actually, some friends of ours, mutual friends from the MUFON here in Arizona, went out there not too long ago and went to the UFO Watchtower.
Oh, yeah.
So they were there for all along the Watchtower.
Exactly.
Yeah, now I know why your mother was the only one that laughed at your jokes.
That was my mother-in-law.
Oh, your mother-in-law, sorry.
My mother never laughed, I don't think. I never heard her laugh. I used to say to my mother, do you remember laughter?
Really? How did she like that? That probably didn't make her laugh.
Yeah.
And she said she remembered it before you were born, yeah, right? That'd be like a mom thing to say. That's more like a dad thing to say.
After I was born, she remembered nothing.
Well, Alejandro, you missed out. We were talking about the aliens coming to solve all our political, emotional, and cultural problems.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You know, I had a good friend, Franklin Carter. I don't know if any of you know him. He is from Wyoming. But he used to come to Colorado events.
Yeah, I know him. He's the biologist.
And that's how I knew him. Yeah, he has a company where he does kind of animal nutrition and stuff like that. Right. And he used to work on the dew line in the Navy, and he had a sighting. Well, he actually used to work on the radar systems, and he said his thing was they installed these new radars that could see really far out. They started seeing, you know, weird things moving in the sky, unknowns. And it was kind of funny because they would call him up, Carter, come take a look at the radar system. And he would say, it's working fine. So they used to call him Carter's contacts because they would call him up to look at it. Finally, you know, they kept putting in reports that the radar was screwed up. And he says that instead of fixing it, they just limited how far out the radar could see.
Oh, is that like putting your head in the sand, I think?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm getting to how it relates to this eventually. But just some background on Franklin because it's an interesting story. Later on, he asked some of his colleagues that had these radars installed on their ships. And he said, well, didn't you guys have problems and see these things? And they said, sure. And he's like, didn't you guys report them? And they said, no, there's no way we're going to report that. They think we're crazy. So it was kind of a funny thing. And he did get a lot of heck. In fact, you know, he got made fun of for Carter's contacts. But later on in life, he does lectures. He took over Leo Sprinkle's conference, the Rocky Mountain UFO conference or something like right. that in Wyoming while that was happening. But he used to always say in his lectures, you know, if it happens, if disclosure happens, if contact happens, you know, people get a little really excited about it. Like it's going to change our worlds, but
we've got to change a little bit right now. And when we're back, we'll have Alejandro Rojas, our special drop-in guest, Walter Bosley, Gene and Chris. It just gets more exciting by the moment. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.